Ikute Moran Tanina, Torah Chof Hei. This Torah is certainly one of the most outstanding chapters in Ikute Moran that deals with one of the most outstanding yesodos, foundations of the teachings of Rabbi Nachman ben Feigel, Rabbeinu Zal, Zchuso Yehoraleinu Malkei Yisrael. We're going to try to first take this Torah on as it's presented, with a few, naturally, the Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, hopefully there'll be some little things added in the middle. And hopefully, after we finish this Torah, possibly in one or two subsequent shiurim, we're going to go into much, much more detail on this Torah, because of the fact that this Torah plays so big a part in a person's attachment to Rabbeinu Zal, to this Rebbe specifically. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hispeidus humayla elyoino ugedayla min hakoel. Hispeidus is a very, very great item, and it's above all else. These are Rabbeinu Zal's words. Ugedayla min hakoel. It's above, it supersedes everything else. Dahainu. How do we define Hispeidus? Because this term Hispeidus appears in other Svarim, and it's not necessarily understood by all people in the Welt in the same way. Rabbeinu Zal is going to give his definition of Hispeidus, the most accurate definition, according to Rabbeinu Zal, I believe is the one that appears in this chapter of Likutei Moran. Dahainu, that is, likboyaloi, for a person to establish for himself, al kol ponim, a minimum of, shor, an hour, or yoiser, or more than that, lehisbeideid levadoi, to spend alone, be'eze yar, oy basode, be'eze cheder, oy basode, in a room, or in a field. Now, in Likutei Halachos, we find both of these items expounded on very, very great. The significance of having Hispeidus in a room, and exactly what that affects, what tikkunim are affected specifically when a person has it in an enclosed area, versus oy basode, or having Hispeidus specifically in a field. Ulafaresh sichosoi beinoi levein koinoi. And for the person to really express themselves, if a person is interested in self-expression, Rabbeinu Zal says that in Hispeidus, a person is expected to really express himself thoroughly, beinoi levein koinoi, between himself and his Creator, levakesh, to request, ulehischanein, and to plead, I'm sorry, betainois, with complaints, va'amaslois, and all types of thorough arguments, conclusive arguments, bedivrei chen, using words of charm, beritzui, using very convincing type arguments, which are going to make the person on the other end of the phone very, very much interested in doing, in conforming with your wishes, upius, and being appeasement, words of appeasement, to appease anything that might exist, kaviyochel, in Hashem's heart, negative towards the person, to use this vehicle of Hispeidus to help appease Hashem. Levakesh, to request, ulehischanein, and to plead, milfonov yisborach, before Hashem, sheyekarvoi elov, that Hashem should bring this person close to him, close to Hashem, la'avoidosoi be'emes, to get to serve Hashem really, really well, truthfully, honestly, the real way, to get to really serve Hashem. That's what it is. La'avoidos ha'demes, to get to really serve Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, U'tfila v'sichazu, this form of tfila, or sicha, as it's called, sicha means a more regular type of conversation. Sicha is a term that's applied to a discussion from one friend to another friend, although the Gemara says that Sicha is a nickname of Tfila. Vayetze Yitzchak losuach basode means lehispalel basode. The Gemara says that was where he was misakin Tfilas Mincha. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Utfila v'sichazu, this Tfila, or this conversation with Hashem. Now note, the term converse generally is assumed to be two-way, a two-way conversation. We know that Rabbeinu Zal brings in a different chapter, Likutei Moran, that when a person is having his Hispeidus before Hashem, and he's opening up his heart to Hashem, Hashem doesn't allow this conversation to go in one direction only. Kaviyachol, the Shechina also opens up its heart, the Tzur Levavi, the Lev HaElyon, in the heavenly heart, and pours out its heart to the person. Vatechasreu ma'at me'elikim. Rabbi Nazal says, when a person is missing something, vatechasreu, when a person acknowledges that there's something missing in him, that he's not sholem, it's a reflection of ma'at me'elikim, that there is a hisma'atus, something has been subtracted me'elikim from the Shechina also. Something is missing from the Shechina also. If you're willing to share your own deficiencies, your own defectiveness with Hashem, kaviyochel, Hashem is willing to share kaviyochel, Hashem's defectiveness. Hashem in His modesty shows you how much, because of your deficiencies, how much you've affected kaviyochel Hashem Himself. How kaviyochel you've caused the picture in heaven to be defective also. Just as Hashem says, I will not enter into the Yerushalayim Shalmala before I enter into the Yerushalayim Shalmata. So if the Jewish nation is in a predicament where because of our sins, Rachmana Litzlan, we've affected a pegam where this world is lacking in a Beis HaMikdosh, kaviyochel, within the world where Hashem is more recognized, where His existence is more obvious, within the heavenly world, there also there is this defect, this pegam. And Hashem is willing to share His own situation with anyone who's willing to open up his heart to Hashem and share it with Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, "Utfilo v'sichazu, this tfilo, this conversation, yihye b'loshoin shemedabrim boi, should be done in the language which the person speaks in most often, the language which is the person, the language in which the person converses in most easily." Dahainu b'loshoin Ashkenaz b'medino senu, in our countries, in the country that Rabbi Nizal lived in at the time, in the part of Russia that he lived in, the most popular language among the Jews was Yiddish. Ashkenaz means Yiddish. Rabbi Nizal said, so for us, this is best when it's done in Yiddish. For a person who lives in the United States of America, for whom English is most popular, it's understood that his Hispanic should be in English. For a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Lahavdil, where the language that he speaks most easily and most fluently is Loshon HaKodesh, Hebrew, for him, the best language for him to be having his Spodidus in is Loshon Kodesh. Rabbi Nizal explains now, because for people who live in our country, Rabbi Nizal says, meaning a country where Loshon Kodesh is not the most popular language, Ki B'Loshon HaKodesh, Kosheloi lefaresh kol sichosoi. In Lashon Kodesh, it would be extremely difficult for a person to really, really discuss his situation in a real, thorough way. Vigam ein halev nimshach achrei hadiburim. And also, one of the main purposes of his Hispodidus is that when a person is speaking, Rabbi Nizal says that the nature of a human being is such that even a person who has a heart of stone, if he speaks to Hashem in this type of private place where he's able to hear himself talking, the nature of the human heart is such that his heart is going to be drawn achrei diburav. Now this item Rabbi Nizal explains in a fantastically deep level. You have dibur, speech, corresponds to Malchus, the attribute of Hashem called Malchus, the lower Shechina. The lave, the heart, corresponds to Bina, the upper Shechina. There's a pasuk, Mi Zois Oile Min Hamidbar. Mi Zois Oile Min Hamidbar. Who is this coming forth from the desert? Rabbi Nizal explains, and Rabbi Moshe Zalman Kutei Halachos discusses this very, very big. The term mi, the Zohar HaKadosh says, always refers to Bina. Mi, Mem Yud, is 50, refers to the 50 levels of Bina. Zois, the term Zois, refers to Malchus, the Shechina. There are many, many psukim to support this fact that Zois is feminine, and that Zois refers to the Shechina, specifically the lower Shechina. There are many psukim to support this. Mi, Am Zois, Oile Min Amidbar. Who is this nation coming up from the desert? Mi am Zois. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Mi im Zois. Mi, with Zois, Oile rises up min hamidbar, min hamedaber. through the Koyach HaDibur, when a person is speaking to Hashem words of tefillah, both me and Zeus go up together. Me refers to the upper Shechina, Zeus refers to the lower Shechina. These two go up simultaneously. They're both Nis'aleh. They go up before Hashem. They get bumped up a level. These two correspond to the mouth and the heart. The Malchus is the mouth. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Sefosai, Tiftach. We mentioned many times that the word Safa is Bigamatria Shechina, referring to the Malchus. We prove this many times that the Peh is Malchus. The heart is Bina. The Pasuk says, Vateilachno Shtehen Yachdov. The two, Naomi and Rus, walk together. Rus represents the Malchus. From Rus came forth David HaMelech. Rus is Malchus, no question at all. Naomi, the term Naomi refers to Noyam. Noyam in Kabbalah is always Bina, because Bina is always associated with the name of Hashem, Ekyeh. One of the miluyim of Ekyeh, when Ekyeh is spelled out, Aleph Lamed Pei, and Hey is spelled, I believe, Hey Hey, the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, and the Hey is spelled Hey Hey, Ekyeh has a value of 151, which is Mikveh, or which is Noyam, the word Noyam with the Koyla. This is why we say, Lachzois Benoyam Hashem, Ulevakir Beheicholoi. Noyam refers to Bina, the upper Shechina. Heichal refers to Malchus, the lower Shechina. Heichal is Bigimatria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Achash Shalti Meis Hashem. David HaMelech says, my only request of Hashem is Shifti Beveis Hashem. Let me be zecher to live in the house of Hashem, which is what? Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah, which is the house of a Tefillah. Kol Yemei Chayai, my whole life. And what am I going to do in this Beis Tefillah? I'm going to be zecher to two things. Lachzois Benoyam Hashem Ulevaker Beheicholoi. I'm going to hook up with both Shechinas. Noyam refers to the upper Shechina, Bina. Heichal is Begematria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which refers to the lower Shechina. This item of Tefillah brings together upper Shechina, lower Shechina, the Peh and the Lave, so that a person has a Koyach in his Dibur to draw the Lave automatically. Once the mouth starts moving, the heart gets schlepped along, it gets pulled along in the process. Rabbi Nizal says, when will this take place most easily? Only if the mouth is speaking in a language that it's most comfortable with. In other words, you should know this doesn't happen automatic and it's not the easiest thing in the world. The only way it can take place really successfully is if you're speaking the language in which you're most fluent, which comes most easily on your lips. So Rabbi Nizal says, "V'gam ein halev nimshach achrei hadiburim." The heart doesn't feel itself drawn after the words when they're not spoken in the person's most common language. Machma she'enoi murgal kol kach b'haloshein, because the person isn't as used to this language as he is to the language that he is most used to. Ki ein darkenu ladaber b'loshen hakodesh, because in our country, Rabbi Nizal says, it is not normal for us to speak in Lashon Kodesh. It's not the most popular thing. Therefore, it's very hard for a person's heart to be affected as much when he's speaking in Lashon Kodesh as when he's speaking in a language that comes most easily on his lips, the language in which he speaks in most often. Avol b'Lashon Ashkenaz, but in the language of Yiddish, Shemisaprim umedabrim boi, which in our country, Rabbi Nizal says, that's the language which we speak in and we converse in. Kal, it's very easy. The Korov, and it's much closer. The Kal, the Korov Yoser, Leshaber Liboy. It'll come much more readily and easily to the person to break his heart, which we know is one of the things that helps to bring about a fantastic success in Tefillah. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, Lev Nishbor Venidke, Elokim Loisivze. A broken heart. And a heart that feels pressed down, nitke, means very low, elikim loisivze, Hashem will never reject that. Who is the first Jew to be able to stand up before Hashem with this thoroughness in brokenheartedness? Avraham Avinu, he was the first master of tefillah. He was the one who donated the tefillah of Shacharis to the Jewish people. He invented the tefillah of Shacharis, in a sense. Therefore, Rabbi Nosson Zal brings that the last letters of Lev, Nishbar, Venidke, Elokim, Lo Sivze make up the word Avraham, showing he was the first one who had this Nedivus Lev, this goodness of heart, where he was zecher to have this super Lev Nishbar, and to be able to daven to Hashem in this frame of mind, which helps tremendously in guaranteeing that a person's tefillah is going to be accepted by Hashem. Rabbi Nosson says, "Ki halev nimshach v'korev yisra eloshin Ashkenaz machmashu morgalboy," because the heart is much more drawn to Yiddish, because that's the language that we're most used to. Ubeloshin Ashkenaz, and in the language of Yiddish, yochay lefarish kol sichosoy, the person will be able to really, really express himself thoroughly. This kol asherim levavoy, and everything whatsoever that's in the person's heart, yosiach v'yisaper lefonav yisporach, he'll be able to speak out and tell over before Hashem. Hein charoto, whether it be his confession, for him to be able to actually express his regret. Charoto means his regret. Utshuva al ha'ovar, and his expression of willingness to correct anything and everything he's done wrong in the past. Vehein bakoshas tachnunim, and also making requests, pleading requests before Hashem. Lizkois lehiskari ve'elav yisporach mehayoyim v'holo be'emes, to really get to come close to Hashem starting today. Ukiyetzebozeh, and all types of similar items. Kol chad lefum dargei, each and every single person on whatever level they're on whatever level they're able to express themselves to Hashem, and in whatever mode they're in, whether they're in a confessional type of mode, whether they're in a mode of trying to correct whatever they've done wrong in the past, or whether they're in a mode of trying to climb to new heights, whatever mode they're in, this concept of thoroughness and being able to express yourself can only come about in the language that you're most familiar with. V'yizoher ma'oid. Rabbi Nosson says, anyone who wants to accept my advice should be extremely careful, lahargil atzmoi, to get used to, ulahasmid boze, and to be extremely consistent and persistent at this. Midi yoim, every single day, sha'o miyuchedes, for one special hour at a special time. Kanal, as we explained in the previous chapter on Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nosson was discussing the concept of simcha, and Rabbi Nosson said, mitzvah gedayla lihiyos b'simcha tamid, that it's an obligation for a Jew to always be happy. Rabbi Nosson said, there's only 1 hour in the day that you're permitted to be a little bit less happy. That's the 1 hour that you're supposed to break your heart before Hashem in Hispeidus. Then we allow a little bit of letting up on the simcha, but the rest of the day, complete simcha. Rabbi Nosson says, kanal, as we explained in the previous chapter, v'shar hayoim, whereas the rest of the day, yiyeh b'simcha kanal. The person should only be happy, as we explained in this previous chapter. V'hanchogozu, Rabbi Nosson says, this methodology, this manner, this act of a person who gedayla b'mayla ma'oid, is very, very great. Now note, Rabbi Nosson is not one to exaggerate. Rabbi Nosson is not one to use this word ma'oid very often. And we see when it comes to his Hispeidus, Rabbi Nosson is going very big. He wants to let you know that this thing is very, very big. V'hu derech v'eitza toiv, this is a path, v'eitza toiv ma'oid, and this is exceptionally good advice, l'hiskari v'elov yisporach, to help a Jew become very, very close to Hashem. Kizois hi etzo klolius shekoil el hakoil, because this is a form of advice that encompasses everything and everybody. Now note, in Chaim Aran, it's explained that Rabbi Nosson had many students who came to him for advice on different things, and he dealt with each student differently. To one student, the advice was for this person's emphasis to be most on Torah. To another student, his emphasis was the most important item for him to correct was his shalom bias. To another student, his emphasis was supposed to be on tzedakah, raising money for tzedakah. Each one differently. It's brought over there that there wasn't a person who came through Rabbi Nosson's door looking for advice to whom Rabbi Nosson would not present this item of his spedidus. Rabbi Nosson said, this is the one etzah that applies to all equally.
No one is excluded from this. No one is excluded to any degree from this. All are equal in how much they have to come on to this Eitzah, the biggest and the smallest. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki al kol ma sheyechzer lo b'avodas Hashem, a person who's climbing and trying to get close to Hashem, any deficiencies he feels, or any chesaron that he sees in himself, oy im hu rochayk legamri mikol v'kol, or that's a person who's on his way up. What about a person who's on his way down, who feels completely, legamri means completely distant from Hashem? What? How far are you from Hashem? I'm 100% far from Hashem. I'm as far as a human being possibly could be. Me avoidos yisbarach from serving Hashem, al hakoil yefaresh sichosoi. Each one of these two, or this person, whichever one of the two predicaments he's in, he can express himself thoroughly to Hashem, v'yivakesh meito yisparach, and request from Hashem, kanal, as we explained earlier, that Hashem should help him correct whatever situation he's in, and improve whatever predicament he's in. V'afiluim lefomim nistap min dvorov. Now Rabbi Nizal here again is going to give us first-hand advice. Rabbi Nizal was the one who was most outstanding in this Eitzah of Hespodidus, and Rabbi Nizal wants to make us aware of some of the pitfalls in this item, that you should know that a Jew trying to do this, not always is it going to go smoothly, not always is it going to be delicious on your lips. There are times when a person is not, there's nothing a person can get more satisfaction from than this Eitzah of Hespodidus, following this item. There's nothing that can bring a person to a greater spiritual and physical high than Hespodidus. Nothing. There isn't a drug in the world, they haven't created a drug in the world, and they never will, that can bring about the type of high that a Jew is capable of getting if he follows this Eitzah with some degree of consistency. The kind of high that he's going to hit sometimes is literally incomparable. But Rabbi Nizal also wants to make you aware that there are times when a person is trying to follow this Eitzah, v'afilu im lefamim nistat min dvarav, even if at times his words get closed up, his mouth feels locked, he's tongue-tied, or his jaws feel like they've slammed shut, and there's no way to be able to, ve'eino yochay liftoach piv ledaber lefonav yisborach klal, and he feels that he can't open up his mouth to speak to Hashem at all whatsoever, afal pikein, still, ze bi'atzmoi toiv ma'oid. That in itself is very, very good. What's the that? The hainu ha'achono shehu muchon va'oimei lefonav yisborach. The preparation alone, all the moves that a person makes in preparing himself to speak to Hashem, where he readies himself, he sits himself down in a chair, or he goes for a walk, whatever his normal item that he does as part of the preparation for his Hespodidus, v'chofetz shehu muchan v'oimed lefonav yisborach, whereby he shows that he's ready, he's standing before Hashem, v'chofetz u'mishtekek ledaber, and he wants, and he's yearning to speak to Hashem. Ach she'en lo yochel elamai. The problem is he just can't. He's trying to, he wants to, but he can't. Ze bi'atzmoi gamkein toiv ma'oid. This alone is also not good, very good, Rabbi Nizal says. This alone is very good. If a person wants to rate himself on a day where he found that he tried, he put in the effort to speak, he went for the walk, or he sat down, and he sat there for an hour, or he walked for an hour, and nothing spectacular came out, or nothing at all, not one word came out, his rating on that day by Rabbi Nizal here is toiv ma'oid, very good. V'gam yuchal la'asos lo sicha u'tfilo mizeh bi'atzmoi. Rabbi Nizal says, by the way, if you really want, you could even make a whole speech out of that alone. You could make a whole discussion with Hashem about this item alone. V'al zeh bi'atzmoi, and about this problem specifically, yitzoik, he should scream, v'yischanein lefonav yisborach, and plead, beg before Hashem, beg Hashem, shenisrachei kol kach, that Hashem, I feel I've become so removed from you, so far removed from you, ad she'eino yochel afilu ledaber, to the extent that not only am I not religious, not only can't I do mitzvahs, not only can't I learn fantastically, but I can't even speak to you. The simplest item, the most basic item, even that I can't do. V'yevakesh meito yisporach, and the person should ask from Hashem, rachmim v'tachnunim, the person should beg Hashem for pity, for kindness, that Hashem should be merachim on him. Hashem should have rachmonis on him. Sheyachmoy lolov, Hashem should take pity on him. V'yiftach piv, and Hashem should open his mouth. Sheyuchal lefareish sichosoy lefonov, so that Hashem should enable the person to be able to express himself to Hashem. Now we know that the Arizal says, again, let's leave Breslov for a minute. Chas, not that we're leaving Breslov. The Arizal was certainly one of the most outstanding examples of a Breslov Chassid. Try to look through the Breslov Sforum and do research on any item in there. Try to find one item that the Arizal wasn't up on, or wasn't partner to, or didn't agree with. The Arizal says that if you want to know, in the whole Shmoneh Esrei that we say, what's the most outstanding line in the Shemoneh Esrei? What's the most important tefillah within this whole long expanse of 18 or 19 brachos that we have? The Arizal says the most important line is the first line, Hashem sefosai tiftoch ufi yaviti lo secha, where we beg Hashem, Hashem, please open up my lips and allow my mouth to give forth your praises. I'm about to speak your praise. I don't want to do it alone. I'm asking you to help me do it. And Rabbeinu Zal has a whole chapter in Likutei Moharan, Torah Chof in Likutei Moharan, where Rabbeinu Zal explains how a Jew has to draw the words from Hashem. The words which a person uses to speak to Hashem, if those words come from any place other than Hashem, they're not really meaningful. They're not really substantial. It's only if the Jew can be zeicha to draw upon himself words that come from Hashem, that's when the person's tefillah is really effective. That's called real tefillah, when the words actually come from the Lev HaElyon, from the heavenly heart. Kaviyachol, just as we're asked, Shifchi Kamayim Libech, to pour out our hearts to Hashem, there is a concept of Hashem pouring out his heart to the person. Note, conversation with Hashem. His point of this is conversation. Who's the first one to move in this chess game? It's unless Hashem makes the first move, you're finished. How do you get Hashem to make the first move? By saying, Hashem Sefosai Tiftoch. Before you're about to speak, you ask Hashem, Hashem, please give me words to speak to you. Now it's Hashem's move. Hashem gives you the words. Now whatever words come forth from your mind, from your mouth, are going to be heavenly words, literally, words given from heaven. And only then are they really, really substantial and effective. Rabbeinu Zal says, Veda, you should know, Shekamo vekamo tzadikim, many, many tzadikim, gedolim, great ones, mefursamim, famous ones, sipru, told over, Sheloi bo'u lemadregosom, rak al yidei hanhogazu, many, many great tzaddikim admitted and proclaimed the fact that the one item, if they had to zero in on the item which helped them most to succeed in their careers as tzaddikim, was this avodah of hispeidus. Rabbeinu Zal writes, v'hamaskil, and anyone who has any degree of intelligence, yovin me'atzmoi goydel malas hanhogazu ho'ile lemalo lemalo, will be able to understand on his own. Just based on the little introduction that we're giving you here, you're going to be able to understand on your own how great this avodah of hispeidus really is. V'hu davar hashoveh l'chol nefesh, and it's something which applies equally to everyone, mikoton v'agodol, from the smallest to the greatest, from the lowest to the highest. Ki kulam yecholim linoing hanhogazu, everyone is capable of conducting this form of avodas Hashem, va'al yidei zeh, and through this, yovayu lemaylo gedoyla. Yovayu, they, plural, the highest, the lowest, and all in between, will be zeche to come to achieve the greatest height, lemaylo gedoyla. Rabbeinu Zal ends off with a bracha, ashrei sheyoyches bozeh. Fortunate is the one who will grab onto this, who will latch onto this, buy into this completely, and commit himself completely to this form of Avodas Hashem each and every single day of his life. Rabbeinu Zal points out, Gam Toiv, it is also good. Note, this is supplementary. This is an additional item. It's not the same item. An additional item. First, we spoke about conversation with Hashem, which is a very personal item. A person is just opening up his heart in an incredible way and arguing and begging and pleading on a completely personal level. Rabbeinu Zal says, Gam Toiv, it's also very good. La'asos me'ha-Torah tefillah. To convert Torah into tefillah. To make tefillah from Torah. Dahainu, for example, Rabbeinu Zal explains, what do we mean by this? Kishaloimed, when a person learns Torah on his own. Oy shoymeya eze maimar Torah mitzadik emes. Or he hears a shir. Or a dvar Torah that was presented by a tzadik emes. Azai yaseh mizeh tefillah. The person should make from that Torah, he should make tefillah. Dahainu, this means levakesh, to request, ulehischanein lefonav yisporach, and to beg Hashem al kol ma shenemar shom, about every single thing that was stated, either in that sefer that he learned or in that shir that he listened to. Whatever was said within that shir or within that sitting of learning that he just learned, Mosai yizke gamhu lovoi lecholze. When will I be zeche to get to achieve that which I just learned about? Whether it's in the realm of halacha, whether it's in the realm of medrash, whether it's the realm of gemara, any aspect of Torah that's speaking about coming close to Hashem via any specific mitzvah, be it tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, be it no lashon hara, or be it conducting maso matan be'emuna, be it shur shenogach esapora, where it's talking about how to deal with your neighbor if you have an animal and he has an animal, how to conduct yourself the right way, that Rabbeinu Zal says a person should beg Hashem, Mosa yizke gamhu lovoi l'chol zeh. When will I be zeche to get to be like the way the Torah wants me to be, like what I just learned? V'kamohu rochoik bozeh. And the person should open up his heart, Hashem, and admit, confess, how far he feels from the type of level that's being described in the Torah, from the type of picture that the Torah is painting of what constitutes a good Jew. V'yavakeish mito yisporach. And a person should request of Hashem, sheyizkeyu lovoi l'chol hanemar shem b'yisei ha-mamar, that Hashem should help him be zeche to get to whatever was said in that shir or in that sefer that he just studied. V'hamaskil v'hachofetz be'emet. V'hamaskil. Note, this takes intellect. To a dummy, we're not talking here, because a dummy isn't going to have the brains to appreciate how deep, how significant this Eitzah is. Rabbeinu Zal says, v'hamaskil, one who has some degree of intellect, v'hachofetz be'emes, and one who's looking for the truth, he's looking for a real, honest relationship with Hashem, Yoylichoy Hashem bederech emes. Hashem will certainly lead him on the true path, on the righteous path, v'yovin bi'atzmoy dovar mitech dovar, and the person will be able to understand on his own. This is something where we can't spell it out completely. There can't be hundreds of svarim written on Espeidus to give you samples of conversations which other people had with Hashem, because it's the kind of thing which applies to each and every person differently. No two people are alike. No two people can express themselves in an identical way to Hashem. Each person has to take from what Rabbeinu Zal is laying the groundwork here, foundation here, and be able to walk himself, lead himself on a path to be able to see exactly how this applies to him or to herself. Eich lehisnai bozeh, to know how to conduct himself with this item. Ba'ifin, in a manner, sheyihyu dvarav divrei chein, to be able to conduct himself in a manner where his words will have charm, where the one listening on the other end of the phone is going to find it pleasing to listen to his voice, to listen to what he's saying. V'tainois nechoinois, and to be able to prepare legitimate arguments, arguments that'll hold water, arguments that are really, really thoroughly well thought out, well planned, and that are legitimate, are logical. To appease Hashem and to put Hashem into a frame of mind where Hashem would want to bring the person close. That Hashem should be willing to bring this person really close to Hashem. the inyan hasichazu, and the subject of this form of conversation, oile lemokoin govoya ma'oid. This goes up to a very, very high place in heaven. Rabbi Nachman is making us aware of the fact that there are different places in heaven. Different types of conversations that a person has with Hashem reach different locations. This form of conversation specifically, where a person converts Torah to Tefillah, you should know out of all the different floors in heaven, if there are 103 floors in heaven, this thing goes from the 100th floor to the 103rd floor. This one reaches, this form of conversation with Hashem, of converting Torah to Tefillah, reaches way, way up to the top. As Rav Nosson Zal explains in Likutei Halachos, this form of Tefillah is called the Shar HaChamishim, the 50th level. There's one or two halachas in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal has a whole discussion showing, proving, as we're going to discuss in Yirtzeh Hashem with Hashem's help, in the subsequent shiurim, we're going to discuss these sections in Likutei Halachos thoroughly, where Rav Nosson Zal proves how the regular tefillos have a capacity to hit within the 49 levels. The form, the concept of making Torah into tefillah, that's called Shar HaChamishim. That's the 50th level. That goes straight to the top to a different location completely, a different address completely than the regular typical tefillos. Rabbi Nachman says, "V'inyan hasichazu, this form of conversation, oyla lamakom gavoya ma'oid, goes to a very high place. This is hispoidedis bechlau, or befrat, especially kishe'oisa mitayra tefila. When a person converts Torah into tefila, mizeh nase shiashuim gedaylin ma'oid lamala. This generates incredible pleasure in heaven. Baruch Hashem." To be able to understand something from something else. The term bina in Hebrew, in other words, there's different terms referring to knowledge or wisdom. Generally, the distinction between chachma and bina, chachma is a form of knowledge that I give you, where when I tell you by turning on the light, that in order to make light in this room you have to flick the switch, once I tell you that once, you know it, period. Bina refers to the type of knowledge whereby a person can take an item that's taught to him and use that to be able to figure out a lot of other things. He can take that knowledge and extend it, draw it out, and use it to teach him a lot of things which weren't spelled out clearly. I didn't tell you this, but once you see how a light works, you can understand how it's feasible for a Jew on earth. Once you see here how it's possible to move something an inch over here, and it causes a length of lights that could be hundreds of feet long to be illuminated in 1 second, if you're a Jew and if you're religious, this could give you an idea how it's feasible to have a comparable item in Ruchnius, where a Jew on this world, as Rabbi Nachman says, could make one turn with his payas, could say one word of tefillah, and could affect thousands of lights going on in Shemayim. That's one of these forms of bina, of being able to take an example from something and extend it out further. That's definitely one section of Hespaidus, or one form of Hespaidus. Another form of Hespaidus is converting Torah to Tefillah. Both are legitimate, both are necessary, and both are very, very effective. Most definitely. In fact, the Likutei Tefillos is one of the most outstanding examples, of Torah having been converted into Tefillah. And that was presented by Rav Nosson Zal to the Breslov HaSidim, or to the world, as a prototype. You want to know a prototype, you want to see a sample by which you could learn exactly how the person who understood Rav Nosson's teachings better than anybody else, you want to see how precisely he was able to convert Torah into Tefillah. Open up a Likutei Tefillos, study any chapter in there. He's going to give you the blueprints as to how to design your own personal Hespaidus, how to do this mission of converting Torah into Tefillah in your own Hespaidus, or how to do this conversation, this incredible form of opening up your heart in confession and pleading and arguments in the most Rolls-Royce type of way. Definitely, most definitely, and in fact, to a degree, it's credit for Hespedidus. If a person is saying a tefillah in his own language, he certainly gets credit for Hespedidus. However, it is a little bit better, if possible, for it to be words constructed by the person himself completely. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in other chapters on Likutei Moharan, that the fact that you yourself are forced to make up the words, they're not being given to you, meaning, no, it's not you're making them up, it's coming from Hashem, but you're not reading it from a book, or you're not rattling off something that somebody else told you, that again forces the kavona, it unites the heart and the mouth, it locks them together much, much more so than when the words are stranger type of words, words which weren't constructed in your heart. Yes, definitely. If a person has a choice of Hespedidus where he's speaking words that he himself designed, or words that he's reading from a sefer, it's definitely better to have the words that he himself designed. Right. The English form, definitely acceptable. I don't know offhand, and I was, in answering such a question, I would certainly have preferred to quote an answer given by an authority in Breslov, you know, or of Nachman Shigrinzal, or one of those, but I could possibly offer an answer in the fact that Lashon Kodesh still has tremendous, tremendous Kedusha to it. And in a sense, for Rav Nosson Zal to be able to express it in his own words, literally in Yiddish, the way he spoke it, it might have been possibly being too open with us. Whereas in putting it in Lashon Kodesh, it sort of still places a barrier, sort of. It still makes it a little bit removed from us, where it's not, you can't literally copy it, that kind of thing. And again, the words in Lashon Kodesh, the Oisiyos, the Rosh Tevos, all the secrets that are found within the language of Lashon Kodesh definitely have incredible chashivas. You understand? And Rav Nosson Zal did want each person to be able to convert. In other words, if you want to make Hespedidus from that, you're forced either to translate it on your own, or somebody's going to have to sit down and translate it into English or French, whatever. You understand? Where it'll bring it closer to you. But the prototype that he set it up in Lashon Kodesh.
As far as the actual parses, but it was, I don't know, is that what in the morality, you know, first it should be thanking Hashem and then asking for forgiveness?
Or? No. It's the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas, and the Gemara proves it from different psukim, that the most logical and correct manner, the Gemara says, which should come first? The Gemara says, should we do this first? Ridiculous. And the conclusion, the Gemara, is that the most logical manner of coming before Hashem is to first thank Hashem for anything and everything that He's done for you till now. And by doing that, that alone is the greatest form of ritzui and we're looking for chen, we're looking to have charm by Hashem. One of the things, human nature and kavyochol, heavenly nature, as we're told, is that when you want to have charm by Hashem, one of the best ways of doing it is by showing appreciation. Once you show a parent or a friend or anybody that you're dealing with that you appreciate genuinely whatever they've done for you till now, that's going to pave the way for anything you want to get from them now. This is, you know, very logical. The Gemara says, so too kaviyocho with Hashem, lahabo. It's the same thing. What Hashem looks for, first a person shows the proper acknowledgement and recognition. Proof is, look at your sitter, open your sitter. What's the first words that a child says when they wake up in the morning? Moide ani lefonecho melechai v'kayom shechazato b'nishmosi v'chemlor. The first item is the recognition, the acknowledgement. Thank you. I want to thank you for giving it to me back. The first words are, Baruch atah Hashem, I bless you for washing my hands. I bless you for giving me clothes. Before we go on to making any requests, the first things are all shevach v'hidah. We start off purely with shvachim. No question at all. So that's the correct manner of constructing a tefillah, if possible. Now, what precedes even that? What's one of the items? What's the opening item? What's the opening item? Tzedakah. Tzedakah. Posoyach tiftach es yodich decho la'achicho laniecho. The opener is tzedakah. About tzedakah, it's written, open your hand to a poor man. Va'ani betzedek echze eloka. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Rabbi Elazar, yohiv pruto v'hodar matzli. Rabbi Elazar would first give a penny and then begin to daven. In other words, if you want something that's going to open up Hashem's heart, in other words, even the Hashem's fosai tiftach, how can you say that without Hashem's heart being open? How can you even say, Hashem, please listen to me, when he's not listening to you saying, please listen? What opens, what's the first thing, the key that unlocks the door? You put the penny in the pushka, or you put the penny in your pocket. You're going out for a spot of this, take a penny, switch it from one pocket, have it stuck a pocket designated, switch it. Or you find that you happen to have walked out of the house without a penny, make a mental neder, bali neder. Make a mental note in your mind that bali neder, I'm setting aside in my mind now a nickel or a quarter or a dollar for tzedakah, al menas, that Hashem should help me. This should open Hashem to receiving the tefillah that I'm about to present. These are etzos. The whole Torah, the whole Shas, the whole Chumash, certainly all the Breslov Sforim are filled with millions of etzos as to how to embellish one's tefillah, how to perfect one's tefillah, to make it most effective. Rabbi Nizal tells us in Torah, Beis and Likutimon, that tefillah is a cherev. I can give children a sword, and it'll take them a year to do anything effective with it. They won't be able to build a house with it. They won't even be able to kill anybody with it, because they'll start poking him on his toe and his foot and do nothing. And you give it to somebody who knows how to use the sword effectively, with one blow, without exerting any pressure at all, just about a poke in the right place, instant death. The sword is super effective. Rabbi Nizal says so too with tefillah. Tefillah is a cherev. You have to know how to wield it, not above, not below. Again, one of the skulos of tzedakah. Tzedakah through which ze yashpil v'ze yorim. Tzedakah is an item which brings one person up and brings one person down. The one who's giving the tzedakah is lowering himself. He's subtracting from his finances. The one who's receiving the tzedakah is being raised up. This process of lowering and raising is a concept of centering. Rabbi Engel says tzedakah is one of the most effective items in helping a person to center this sword to be able to use it most effectively. Rabbi Nathal says tikkun abris is very important. Chagor charbacho al yorech. The sword, when, how does a person wear a sword? Specifically around his loins, around his thighs, meaning that the sword is very much associated with the issue of tikkun abris. According to how pure a person keeps himself in tikkun abris, in shmiras ho'inayim, in shmiras ha'peh, al tarbasicha mo'isha, all of these things, these are going to affect very, very much how effective his tefillah is, Tashim. Sorry, Charlie. What are the first three brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei? Before Atachayneh. The Shemoneh Esrei is a sandwich. You have the beginning and the end, our hoidois, our thanks. In the middle, you have the requests. No question at all. What is Mogen Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hokel HaGodol, HaGibor, VaHanoira, Kel Elyoin? All of that is praising Hashem, acknowledging Hashem's greatness and all that He's done for us. Those first three brachos. That's the introduction. Before I can ask Hashem, and even in the bracha atachayneim, do I begin, Hashem, please give me das? No, it's not what I say. I begin by saying, atachayneim liodom das, you are the fantastic Hashem who are the one who doles out seichel to people. That's phase one. Phase two, choneinu meitcho deyabino, Hashem, please give me from yourself, deyabino v'haskel. Look at any bracha, just about. And usually it starts off, Hashem, you do this, please give us this.
Why is this what you started without? Why is Shacharis by Moshe?
This is a very important point. Shacharis, which in many ways is the most important tefillah, the Arizal reveals a secret that the most effective place in Shacharis to actually give tzedakah is when a person says the words V'ata Moshe Bakoel, because the last letters of V'ata Moshe Bakoel make up the letters He, Lamed, Lamed, which is Bigematria, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, which is Malchus, which is the whole concept of Tzedek being converted to Tzedakah. There's all kinds of secrets that the Arizal reveals about it. Our Rebbe, Zecharei Livracha, showed us how to accomplish both of these. How to accomplish what the Arizal revealed about giving the Tzedakah at Viata Moshe Bakoel, and how to accomplish what the Gemara says in Baba Basra, which the Arizal certainly would not chas v'sholem negate or compete with, which is about giving Tzedakah before you daven. The Eitzah for it is to designate the Tzedakah, to set aside the Tzedakah before you start davening, and to finalize it at Viata Moshe Bakoel. If we watched Rebizal had his shirt pocket, was the place that he used to put it into, from what I recall. Right before he started with the talis and tefillin, if you would have looked at him, you saw he took a coin from his pocket, put it into his shirt pocket. That was this act of Yohiv Pruta V'Hoder Matzli. When it came to Vata Moshe Bakoel, he took it from the shirt pocket and put it into the pushka. That's accomplishing covering both sides of the fence. The Gemara, which, what's the Shaila? The Arizal is in a position to argue with the Gemara, Chas V'Cholila. And the Arizal's eights of actually giving it at the Atta Moshe Bakar. Baruch Hashem, halavai we should all be zeche to get to know the Breslov Sforim. Baruch Hashem are filled with thousands of pages that discuss this one word, Hispoidus. This one item is something that is koilel. I've heard many people talk about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Baal Shem Tov, in wanting to describe the all-encompassing ideology and culture that the Baal Shem Tov presented to the world, there's one pasuk that's most often quoted. The pasuk is the Indian of Bechol Derochecho Do'ehu. This is the ideology of the Hasidim. This is what the Hasidim brought to the world. This concept that whereas the Misnagdim at that time, their only understanding of Avodas Hashem was one word, Torah. It was limited to Torah. The Hasidim were able to make an Avoda out of going to the bathroom. Going into the bathroom with Kavonas. Going in with Kavona, thanking Hashem for being privileged. That Hashem helps the body work in such a way where I'm able to eliminate waste. I'm able to filter out the good from the bad. And coming out of the bathroom feeling tremendous gratitude to Hashem that I was able to mission accomplished, to complete this mission, which is so necessary for human beings' survival the right way. And at a simcha, each item to really, really get to know Hashem, do'ehu means to know Hashem, do'ehu means to attach Hashem. Bechol derechecho do'ehu, when the pasuk talks about the attachment of Adam and his wife Chavo, that they became attached, it says, Vayeda Adam es Chavo ishtoi. Adam knew his, this term, lodas, means to become attached, to baheftim, to attach two items. Bechol derechecho do'ehu means attach Hashem, bind Hashem with every single thing that you're doing. This was the ideology of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the Baal Shem Tov gave another interpretation of this do'ehu, that the word do'ehu is actually composed of two words. We know that the Arizal and Sifrei Kabbalah revealed that each and every mitzvah that we do has a potential to bring together kaviyochol kutshebarichu u'shchinte, Hashem and the Shechina. They are represented within Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kutshebarichu is represented as the Yud Kei Vav. The Shechina is represented as the last hey. That's how we get the word tshuva. Tshuva is toshuv hey. To return this last hey, which becomes disjointed, separated from the yud kei vav through our sins, through things we do that are wrong, and it becomes reattached through our mitzvahs, through our tshuva. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said the word do'ehu actually means da hey to the vav. Attach the hay back to the vav of the yud kei vav from which it became disassociated from. When should you do it? Bechol derechecho, in all your paths, any path that you take. If you recall, Rabbi Nazal used this term derech here in his Hispoidus, that this item of his Hispoidus is called a derech in Avodas Hashem. It's a path in serving Hashem. V'chidozal, who is one of the most outstanding Sephardic paiskim and mikubolim, again, a fabulous example of a Breslov Chosid, the Chidozal, the Birkei Yosef, as he's called in Shulchan Aruch, who wrote hundreds of Sforim in Psak Halacha, in Kabbalah, in Drush, everything. The Chidozal says that if we study the root of this word, hespoidedus, badod means to be alone with Hashem. The word badod makes up the first letters of Bechol, Derechecho, Do'ehu. That this avoid of hespoidedus specifically is mesugal, to prepare a person for being the type of person that the Baal Shem Tov was looking for. The type of person who's capable of performing this Bechol Derechecho Do'ehu. Somebody who gets to see Hashem in anything and everything that he's doing whatsoever. The Shulah HaKadosh, again, a fantastic example of a super Breslov HaChosid. The Shulah HaKadosh says, we say on Yom Tov by Sukkos, we say, Ani Vohoi Hoshiyono. Ani Vohoi Hoshiyono. The Shulah HaKadosh says, what does this mean, Ani Vohoi? Ani, I, Vohoi, is one of the names of Hashem. If we look in the Gemara in Sukkah, I believe it's Daf Mem Hei, Daf Mem Dalet, around that area, where the Gemara, Rashi HaKadosh, discusses the Shem Ayin Beis, one of the most special names of Hashem, which consists of 72 three-letter words. One of those three-letter words, which constitutes one of the names of Hashem, is Vohoi, Vav Hei Vav, is one of the names of Hashem. The Shulah HaKadosh says, Ani, I, Vahu, and Hashem, when we are alone in a room, when I go to speak to Hashem privately, Hoshia, that guarantees a Yeshua. A person who follows this Eitzah of Hespedidus, in secluding himself alone with Hashem privately, be it in a room, be it in a field, wherever it is, that guarantees a Yeshua. Proof is, the Shulah HaKadosh says, that if you study these two words, Ani Vahoi, the gematria is the word mazlo. Mazlo is the Aramaic word which refers to the keser, the crown of Hashem, one of the highest levels of kedusha possible. That's what a person reaches up to through this avoid of ani vohoi, I and Hashem alone. This badod, this aloneness. We find that Bilam harasha, yemach shemoi, when he wanted to talk about the Jews, how did he describe them? Hein am levodod yishkoin uvagoyim lo yischashov. What makes them unique? What makes them special? This bodod, this uvdo of hespedidus, this private tefillah that they have with Hashem, this is what sets them apart from all the umay soilam. This is what makes them so choshev, so special. It's this avoda of hespedidus. And we could go on for hundreds of hours. Any person who's willing to look at things with an ein ho'emes, any person who isn't narrow-minded, who doesn't have any preconceived notions, chas v'shalom, against Rabbeinu Zal, or against the ideology of Breslov, will be able to search the Torah. There's a sefer, Hishtapchus HaNefesh, which was written by one of Rabbeinu Zal's followers, which takes you on a tour throughout the whole Torah, from beginning to end. Chumash, Navi, Gemara, Medrash, Zohar HaKadosh, Shulchan Aruch, whatever you want, showing how throughout the Torah, there are hints or clear expressions showing the significance of this avoda of hespedidus. Halavai, we should all be zeicha to follow this Eitzah Niflo, this Eitzah HaKoilel of Rabbeinu Zal, and thereby be zeicha to be able to receive everything that a Jew is capable of getting via this tzinar, via this pipe of tefillah, and specifically hespedidus, especially to help bring about the coming of Moshiach, which is, again, tefillah. Moshiach is called Ruach Apeinu, Moshiach Hashem. Moshiach is called the breath of our nose. Rabbeinu Zal calls the pasuk Utehilosi Echtamloch, that tefillah is associated with the nose. Echtam means chaitim, is the nose. Moshiach is tefillah, and the Beis HaMikdosh, ki beisi beis tefillah, yikore l'cholamim. The Beis HaMikdosh is tefillah also. Halavai, we should be zeicha by perfecting this Eitzah of tefillah, to bring about the coming of Moshiach, the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, Meher v'Yameinu, Amen v'Yameinu.
Amen.